listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
It's me. Hey, friends. We're back for season four.
Yeah, we are. And I think it's going to be better than ever. We've got some pretty fun things in store this season, Matt.
We sure do. And I definitely remember all of them. But, you know, in case someone might have forgotten, not me, of course, would you mind telling us what all we have planned?
Sure, Matt. I'm happy to. You know, in case someone forgot. Well, this season, we're going to keep making our way through the Old Testament.
Which is a fancy way of saying the part of God's big story before Jesus was born.
Exactly. We're going to be learning a lot more of the stories that make up God's big story, the Bible.
I love it. And what else are we going to do?
Well, we're going to learn a few new songs. And trust me, they are awesome. And we're going to do a super special, super cool challenge. All of us together. Me, you, producer Brad, and all of our listeners. But we're going to explain how that works a little later in this episode.
Okay, I can barely take all the excitement. I am so, so, so excited to learn lots of new stuff, hang out with new and old friends, learn new songs, and try a new challenge. But there's just one problem.
What's that?
I kind of, sort of forgot where we left off in season three. I learned so much, but a lot of time has gone by since then. I'm not going to lie. I could use a refresher.
That's okay, Matt. Me too. Why don't we spend some time today remembering what we learned last season so that we're ready to go to learn lots of new things for this season?
I am in. Let's do it.
Well, here at God's Big Story, you know we love the Bible and we want you to love it too. In fact, we have something we say each week that reminds us that the Bible is true. Have you learned it yet? Great! Let's try it together. You ready? The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. That's right!
Last season, we looked at a part of the Bible, God's true word, called the Old Testament. Can you say Old Testament? Great job. The Old Testament has a total of 39 books, but we learned from the first five of those books. The first five books of the Old Testament are called the Pentateuch. Now let's say Pentateuch together. One, two, three. Pentateuch. The books in the Pentateuch are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
We learned so much from these first five books of the Bible. First, we learned that God created the world. He created the land and the sea and all of the plants and animals, the sun, the moon, the stars, and even people.
And the first people God ever made were named Adam and Eve. Do you remember what we learned about what's different about when God created people than all of the other things he made? That's right. We were made in his image. And we learned a fancy term for that. Think really hard. And let's say it on the count of three. One, two, three.
Imago Dei!
You got it! Adam and Eve, and all of the people since then, were made special in God's image.
One day, though, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. When they broke God's rules, they sinned. Now, because of sin, there were things like sadness and fear and even death. When Adam and Eve sinned, God's good world was broken.
But next, we learned about a man named Abraham. And God chose Abraham and his family to be special. He made a promise to Abraham that one day he would have more people in his family than there were stars in the sky. Think about how many stars are in the sky and make an amazed face. Wow. God promised Abraham a son. Do you remember his name? Yep, Isaac. Can you say Isaac? Great job. God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. But when they got to the mountain, God provided a ram to sacrifice instead. Abraham trusted God that day.
Next, we learned about Joseph. He had lots of brothers and a fancy coat, remember? His brothers didn't like him very much, and they tried to get rid of Joseph. But what do you think God did? You got it. He protected Joseph, and he made Joseph a powerful man in Egypt. And then came Moses, another man who God used in Egypt.
That's right. God's people, the Israelites, had been enslaved in Egypt for a long, long time. But God had a plan to rescue them, and Moses was a big part of that plan. God told Moses to ask Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to let God's people go.
Let my people go.
And when Pharaoh wouldn't let the Israelites leave, do you remember what happened? Exactly. God sent plagues, 10 of them to be exact. Finally, Pharaoh let the Israelites go. And it wasn't easy, but God protected his people and rescued them from enslavement. He even parted the water of the Red Sea so that the Israelites could walk straight through to the other side on dry land.
When God's people got to the other side, they still had a long journey ahead of them. They wandered through the wilderness for a long time, eating a special kind of bread sent from God. It was called manna. Let's say manna together. 1, 2, 3, manna. While they were wandering through the desert, God gave Moses a special set of rules for his people to follow. They were called the Ten Commandments. Let's say Ten Commandments together.
Ten Commandments. All this time, the people were waiting to go into a new place that God had said he would give to them, the Promised Land. And sometimes they were patient, and other times they were not. But God is trustworthy, and he always keeps his promises. After their long journey, God had one more thing for them to do. Do you remember what that was? He told the Israelites to walk around the city called Jericho for 6 days. And on the 7th day, he told them to blow their trumpets and make lots of noise. And he said if they did that, the walls would fall down and they could finally make it to the Promised Land. And guess what? They did just what God said, and he was right. The walls did fall down.
And that's where we left off in season 3. So much happened, but there's still so much left to learn. I can't wait to hear what's next in God's big story.
All right, we've reviewed season 3. Now it's time to play a game to see what you've learned. That's right. It's
5-second fly-through review.
Play your game with us. You know how it works. I'm going to ask you 8 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right. Okay, everybody, are you ready?
Here we go.
Question number 1. What is the fancy name for the first 5 books of the Bible?
The Pentateuch. Question number 2. Who created the world?
God.
Question number 3. Who were the first 2 people that God created?
Adam and Eve.
Question number 4. What does Imago Dei mean?
That people were made in God's image.
Question number 5. Who did God say would have more people in his family than there were stars in the sky?
Abraham.
Question 6. Where were God's people enslaved?
Egypt. Question number 7. Who did God use to help rescue his people from enslavement?
Moses.
And question number 8. Where were the Israelites wanting to go after years and years of wandering in the wilderness?
The Promised Land.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, now it's time to live like it's true.
But wait, let's play one more game. If you're at home, grab a piece of paper and something to write with. Don't worry, we'll give you just a second. And if you're in the car on the go, no problem. You can just listen or answer out loud. Okay, here we go. Fill in the answer. Knowing that God made the whole world shows me that God... fill in the blank.
Okay, next question. Knowing that God made me in His image shows me that I am fill in the blank.
Good job. Last one. One thing about God I want to know more about is fill in the blank.
If you need to listen to those questions again, that's okay. Take your time. Whenever you're done, try sharing your answers with a family member or friend, maybe over dinner. Julie, knowing that God made the world shows me that He is powerful and creative.
Yes, and knowing that I am made in God's image shows me that I am loved by Him. Goodness, it's so fun to remember everything we've learned so far from God's big story. Remember earlier in the episode when we told you about our special challenge? Well, here's the plan.
This season, we want our listeners and their families to spend time reading God's Word and talking to Him during the week, even when we aren't listening to God's big story. We want you to spend some time reading your Bible. Maybe start by reading the story we talked about that week on the podcast and then praying to God. You and your family might do this for 5 minutes or 30 minutes. There aren't too many rules. We just want you to spend more time with God.
That's right. So our challenge to you listeners is to do this 3 times a week. Let's count to three.
One, two, three.
To help you remember to do this, we even made a tracker that you can print. The link is right here in our show notes and also at tvcresources.net.
That's right. You can print that tracker out and put a nice big X marks the spot sticker or anything you want every time you spend time praying or reading God's Word. And later this season, we want to see how you did and hear what you've learned.
And don't worry, Matt and I will be doing the challenge right alongside you, and we'll check in to see how you're doing.
All right, to wrap up today, we're going to sing a new song. It's called The Story of Scripture. We'll practice it this season to help us learn all the pieces of the big story in God's big book.
These 40 events from the Bible tell us God's big story, the story of Scripture. So let's sing them out together. Ready, set, here we go.
Creation, fall, promise, flood, Tower of Babel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, slaves in Egypt, Moses, Red Sea, wilderness, Jordan River, Joshua, conquest of the promised land, Judges, Samuel the prophet, King Saul, King David, King Solomon, kingdom split, prophets speak, Israel conquered by Syria, Judah conquered by Babylon, exiles returned, temple rebuilt, 400 years of silence, Jesus is born, lives a perfect life. Disciples follow Jesus, dies on the cross, buried in a tomb. Jesus is resurrected, ascends to heaven. Holy Spirit comes, the gospel shared to all the earth. The church waits, Jesus returns, the kingdom of God forever.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story.
For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.